John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at the Valley Forge Casino, the vault at the Valley Forge Casino. You can get tickets through vfcasino.com. One show tonight because the first show is sold out. The second one, there's still tickets available for the 10 o'clock show. Ladies and gentlemen, Philadelphia's own Chuck Nice
is here. How are you, John?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I am great. It's always great to be in Philadelphia. Somebody held the door for me while I was getting a Starbucks. I was just like, where am I? Because, you know, I'm in New York. I mean, it's like old ladies trip you to get into a Starbucks, you know? It's crazy.
So now let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
Are you still doing the what Stargazer?
Star Talk
with Neil deGrasse
Tyson. With Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Okay. Well, does he get mad if you don't throw the doctor in there?
No, I like to call him Dr. Tyson because, you know, when
my wife is addicted to the show. She watches it all the time.
Don't say addicted and never mind. Yeah, exactly. It's a great show. He's a great guy. There's issues at right now because, you know, we live in a very sensitive time when it comes to, and rightfully so, we live in a time of hashtag Me Too. And and so, you know, he's dealing with some unfortunate, I guess you would call them allegations because they're not. Basically, he moved somebody's dress strap to look at a tattoo of Pluto on their shoulder.
Oh, my God.
No, that's the charge, dude. I'm not lying.
You didn't know that, John?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Did you not know that?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't know that part of it.
Yes, that's like one of the charges against him, okay? And I'm like, why would you get a tattoo of a planet on your shoulder if you don't want people to actually see it, you know? And so, like, this is the deal. But, you know, it's about we have to respect people's personal space and whatever.
Being a guy in TV, right? Were you making Jussie Smollett money? Or?
Yes, as a matter of fact. I was making $1 million an episode. You know, this is part of the problem, I got to tell you. If you ever go to Hollywood and hang out for any length of time, I think the real problem here is the discrimination that television people experience at the hands of film people. Because that is what happens in Hollywood. TV people are looked down upon like they're trash.
Right, I know.
And, like, it's local news,
like it's
as
opposed
to CNN.
Exactly. Yeah. And so you end up walking around feeling like you're a nobody and you're famous.
Right.
And you're also not making the money that these other people are making. Mm-hmm. And so you go out and you're just like, I'm going to buy a Tesla. Oh, yeah. I'm going to drive around the hills in a Tesla. And then a guy pulls up to you in the DeLorean from Back to the Future and it's actually flying, you know, and you're just like, oh God, my life is crap. I'm a failure. And that's a big deal in Hollywood. So I think a lot of this, I don't know. I mean, he's disturbed if, you know, if what he did is the case, which it seems like it is.
Yeah. That's a strange way to celebrate Black History Month.
I got to tell you. You know, honestly, right now, Dr. King is just like, I do believe you're a dumbass. I had a dream that you had intelligence. Because you are stupid if that's what you do. You hired two dudes from Nigeria to beat you up? Like, you know what I mean?
A country known for scams.
A country known for scams.
We've been getting their emails for decades.
Maybe they reported it.
Like, they probably, you know what? They probably did. They probably just like, you know, dearest police sir, I have information about a crime that you would be very interested in. Like, you know, and then it ends up being them. It's like ridiculous that you would do this. Like, and I think Bill Maher said, you hired extras from your own TV show. Everybody knows you don't give extras lines. What is your problem? Here's what's funny. I ran into Chris Rock at the comedy club night before last,
right?
He's like, yo, what's up, Chuck? I was like, hey, man. He says, you going to be on TV in the next day or so? I was like, I don't think so. He goes, because you know they're going to ask you about Jussie. And then he went, man, I am so mad I am not hosting the Oscars this year. Jussie Smollett better be so glad that I am not hosting the Oscars this year. I would go in so hard on that brother. Like, you know, he's... You're famous now, Jussie.
Yeah.
Thought you could do something different because you put a U in, instead of an E in your name.
Seriously. His mom should be hit for a hate crime.
Yeah. I was saying this morning, that name is right off the baby list name now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, nobody's naming their kid Jussie.
Jussie.
It's like two names that you're not. Hitler, Jussie. Hi, this is baby Hitler.
Didn't we have a guy a couple of years ago?
We did. I think he was from like Shamokin or somewhere. Yeah, kind of local. Adolf Hitler Jones.
Jr. Adolf Hitler Jones. Yeah,
something like that.
It sounds like the newest black exploitation film. Adolf Hitler Jones. Making white supremacists pay with irony.
There you go. Nice, the hi-hat. You need the hi-hat.
There you go. Yeah. He was born a middle-class black man, raised in a prep school where he learned the anger of racism and how to strike fear in every white man with a Steen on his last name. He's Adolf Hitler Jones, scaring the hell out of white people with irony.
Picturing an Aryan with like a Jerry curl.
Exactly.
Great movie poster.
Right, exactly. Wow. Oh, man.
We can give you that bed for the show. Right? No. You can expand
that.
Give
me that walkout music.
Exactly. Like you play that, I walk out. They're like, oh my God, it's Adolf Hitler Jones.
Did you hear, speaking of black exploitation films,
yeah.
They're making a third Shaft movie?
No.
Yeah.
You
gotta
be kidding me.
Yeah, yeah. And
what is it called? Shafted?
And Richard Roundtree and Samuel L. Jackson are in it. And who's the new guy? Do you remember
God,
the new
guy? I gotta find it. I forget.
It was supposed to be Jussie Smollett, but I think he lost the role.
They're all Shaft. It's Shaft Senior, Shaft Junior, and Shaft Third.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
Coming to theaters near you. Baby Shaft.
What is new in your life? What else is going on other than, you know, talking Jussie Smollett.
Exactly. You know, I'm doing a lot more comedy, which is great. I'm recording a comedy album, which is the reason why I'm back out on the, not on the road, but just touring again as much as I can. And believe it or not, this is going to be so boring very quickly. I am putting together the first Global Digital Youth Climate Summit that will happen on YouTube.
Okay.
And it's basically designed to take the issue to where young people live, which is social media. And it's a really cool project that I conceived. And I was like, somebody should do this. And I kept bringing it to people saying, somebody should do this. And then finally, I was like, I got to do it.
This is what happens when you hang out with Neil.
Right. Yeah.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
And we were laughing and having such a good time. Yeah. And then you hit the geek button. And I was just like, okay, so this is what I am doing.
You brought up YouTube and you mentioned how movie actors look at TV actors. How do you look at YouTube actors?
Here's what I don't look at them. I look at their bank account and I cry.
Yep.
That's what I do. Because I know a lot of creators. And so everybody now went, my son said to me, okay, so dad, I want to be a YouTuber. And I went, you want to be homeless? What do you want to do? What are you talking about? He's like, no, dude, I'm going to be a YouTuber. So then I was like, okay, son, first of all, that you have to have talent if you want to be in front of a camera, okay? Have talent first. And then I started working for YouTube, and I found out what these people are making.
Yeah.
And the endorsements that they're getting.
Yeah.
And I came home and I slapped the camera down. I was like, you start talking to that camera. You start talking to that camera right now, boy.
But some of them have no clue, in regards to life and circumstances that happen beyond what they're doing on YouTube. There was a girl last week. I don't know if you saw this, right? You know, she's one of these internet influencers, and she took a chair. It was Chicago, wasn't it?
It was Toronto. It was Toronto.
Yes, okay. She took a chair and threw it off the balcony of a 45. She was on the 45th floor of a building.
Oh, my
threw
God.
It off of the balcony onto a street with moving traffic.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then put the whole thing up on YouTube. You know?
And then at the end, two black guys came out and beat up the chair. Right? What an talk about another idiot. You know?
Yeah, but you know, and then, you know, the Mounties show up at our house.
Do horses go that high?
They came up the stairs.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, like two very tired horses on the 45th floor.
They grow good ones.
Can you imagine getting in the elevator and, you know, it's like, next one.
Right. There it is.
Oh,
Oh, man.
Well, Jen, I was about to call
you. Jesse.
Kind of can't blame him.
Come see Jesse Smollett. Listen, people, we got an exclusive. Jesse Smollett tonight at Valley Forge Casino and Resort.
Free red hats.
That's right. The MAGA hat didn't even have MAGA on it.
Right.
It was just a red hat.
And a clothesline noose.
My God.
So Chuck Nice, who looks nothing like Jesse Smollett, is appearing for two shows tonight. First one sold out. Second show's at 10 o'clock at the Vault, Valley Forge Casino. Tickets are available through VFCasino.com. It is great to see you.
Hey, man, it's great to see you. Thanks for having me.
And look, next time, don't call the last minute.
You know what? Here's the thing. So my mom died. I don't get to Philadelphia as much.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, you remember the last time I was here?
Yeah, I was here because
she had cancer. But anyway, she died. Unfortunately, God rest her. And so I don't get down here as much. But whenever I'm down here, if you guys don't mind me just stopping in, even if I have nothing to promote,
I just
love coming in here and being with you guys.
No. We love having you here. And,
fantastic.
And, you know, and the next time we'll have a couple of black guys to be dressed. Classic Rock 102.9 MG.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.